Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. We bring on regular business owners just like you and just like me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. Now, BBAI is sponsored by Anabots. Did you know that companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have a 400% higher chance of closing the deal? Our AI-powered assistants can have an average response time of just 5 to 7 seconds. And that means you can close more deals without generating more leads. No tech skills are needed, and you can get started in less than 5 minutes. Go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once again, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Lorenzo Padrin. He is Italian. He's a marketer. He's a copywriter. And with over the past six years, he has worked for many 7- and 8-figure brands, often operating behind the scenes, writing copy, running ads, and managing high-level mastermind clients. Lorenzo, welcome to BBAI. And your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
That's an interesting question. It's an awesome one because I often see people talking about AI and thinking about AI in terms of, oh, AI will replace my job. Oh, I'm a copywriter. What's going to happen to me? And I'm not going to be able to, you know, get more clients. I believe that, there are two aspects to this. One is the actual content creation and two is the actual work production, right? So let's start with the work production, right? Work production means everybody can use AI to get started, which means that business owners think, oh, I can use AI to write same emails. I don't need a copywriter, right? And this means that it's no longer enough to be a copywriter. You have to position yourself differently, or you're going to lose some of the less sophisticated clients. So it's forcing copywriters to find another positioning for themselves, become in sorts like AI users, if not experts, that businesses can rely on and need to integrate AI into their daily operating procedures. I use AI to write some, copy sometimes. I'm not like a huge AI user. It's kind of, average one, I would say. Not complete. I know how to use ChatGPT. I know how to use Claude. I've used some AI generated images for my ads. It's, they're doing pretty good. So that's actually interesting. It creates, it gives you speed, it gives you leverage. So that's probably the first one. And then the content creation is everyone can use AI to create content. So if you market yourself, how are you going to stand out and create higher quality content that engages your prospects in a deeper way? Because if everyone is creating AI content can be shallow if you don't personalize it, right? So it's an amazing place to start, but also it forces you to create more intimacy with the market. So in a world where you can public a Facebook post in 30 seconds, how can you create intimacy? So finding the balance between intimacy and quality, I think it's really the future of this industry, at least online marketing.
You said something there towards the beginning that I think really stands out. And, if you ask AI to write some copy for you, it'll write some copy for you. I can ask a 5-year-old to draw me a picture and he'll draw me a picture, job complete. But yeah, Sometimes that's not enough. And, just as an example, for those of you who don't know, I actually hired Lorenzo because he's a really great copywriter. And we were sitting there on a session and, guys, I write a shitload of copy. I've been writing copy for years. I've written thousands of emails. I've written sales pages. I've done all kinds of things. Now, I won't say that I'm great, but I definitely have checked the box and done the work. But even still, putting my copy in front of Lorenzo and him coming back to me and saying, hey, take out these full stops, because full stops, which is a period, full stops make people stop reading. And it's that little nuance that AI is probably not going to pick up because AI is not a human and AI is not thinking. Well, it's the end of the sentence. We put a period there. It's those little things that actually create conversions. And that's what I want to hear more about, Lorenzo, because AI will do a great job of writing even very compelling copy that's following all these direct response methodologies. But I don't really care if the copy is perfect or not. What I care is it going to get somebody to take an action? And so could you talk to me about where does the line get drawn between amazing AI content and that extra touch that you need to actually get a conversion?
I see. Yeah. So as a copywriter, I started as a copywriter because I saw, oh, make $100 writing emails. So like made $100 per email writing emails. And my young self was like, oh, yeah, I want to do that, right? So I started to learn copy and thinking that copy was the thing that actually would get the sales. The more I become an experienced marketer, the more I work in the industry doing marketing, the more I realize that copy is more of a scaling tool. It's a tool that you use later on. Like if you read the copy that I wrote you, it's very basic. It's some bullets, it's some promises, it's some it's basic stuff. Why? Because, you know, what AI could probably do is write a 40-page sales letter promoting your workshop. They could do that. You know, it's possible. ChatGPT could do that. The problem is it's completely out of context. We don't need a 40 pages long form sales letter because the thing that gets actually people to convert, that generates sales, is the positioning. Is what's behind a headline formula. It's what's behind saying, oh, here's a God X, what's the result without ABC. So really dialing in the positioning and the strategy, that's what makes things convert. Not to mention like integrating that with the media buying strategy, because ChatGPT has no clue about the media buying strategy. So it's a really a 360 degrees experience that AI can get and the human can get. On the other hand, I created some stuff for you with AI, like for example, the workshop outline. I used the proven workshop outline and I asked ChatGPT to, you know, just type it out and just edit it just a little bit. And it was pretty good workshop outline. So it's
and then you had to add that human element. And that's yeah. And that's one thing that I think is worth kind of highlighting in your process that would relate to a lot of people that are listening right now. Use AI to create the foundation of what you're trying to accomplish, and then use your expertise and your skill and your perspective to be able to refine that to get the result that you're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's the quantity versus quality point that I was making before, right? AI can generate a lot of quantity. It's up to you to make that quantity stand out and turn that quantity into quality.
Yeah,
and
awesome.
You can do that without the human touch.
And so for those of us who are here right now and we want to write words that sell, what are some kind of fundamental words of wisdom from somebody that's written a ton of copy and maybe learned from some of the best copywriters in the world? Could you break it down into the first couple of steps we'd need to take in order to convert better with our words?
Well, I would say the best marketers and copywriter that I've gotten to work with, and some of them made, you know, millions and millions in sales, they all have one trait, which is staying away from the shiny objects and making copy, you know, consuming copy a daily practice. And this is something I've started to implement just recently, and it has produced massive results. When writing for clients, right? I always, like almost daily, I would say, if I'm not really slammed, but daily, making sure that I listen to some ads, I read some sales copy, and you know, no matter what the market is, and it's that thing that is kind of boring, kind of repetitive, just sitting down looking for the ads that have millions of views on YouTube, for example, or the ads that have been running the longest on Facebook, And, you know, if it's a video, play the video. If it's static ad copy, just read through the ad copy without even trying to hyper-analyze it. But I would say just develop the subconscious language, the subconscious nervous system, I don't know, for writing copy and seeing how great copy is made, and it will go on, you know, it will populate your brain. And so the next time that you're sitting in front of the computer, you say, okay, well, like I could start with that. So that's the number one thing that I would do. Start consuming copy.
Yeah. And so one thing that you can add to that, one thing that I do is if you're on Facebook, for instance, every third post is an ad. So you've got a plethora of things to go with. But when you see an ad that like really grabs you, there's a little three dots thing on the side there where you can save the post. And you save the post and you create a whole section where it's just like swipe copy or something like that. I've got hundreds of ads that I have saved that like, oh man, that really grabbed me. And so now when I want to go and write something, I don't have to start with zero. I'm going back in and I'm looking at all these other ads. I'm like, okay, I have an idea of what to start with. And then I could potentially take that ad, stick it into ChatGPT and say, reiterate this ad based on this topic and this offer. And it's going to spit out a result that is 80% good enough. And that's the last 20% where you got to go in and put your own skill to it.
Yeah, that's actually really interesting because I have a tons of swipe files. I don't know if you ever go back to them, but you know, I have a ton of swipe
files. It's the act of saving it.
Right? But it's the act of saving it and paying a little bit more extra, you know, a little bit extra attention. That alone, if you do that every day, if you just watch some really good ads, read some really good sales pages, that changes the way you write. That changes the way you speak on camera if you're recording video ads. So it's that subconscious reaction. And then, yeah, of course, what you said about, you know, putting that into ChatGPT and then giving it some prompts, that's actually a really, really useful way to say, well, for example, I use that, you know, with your offer, right? And I ended up, you know, not using the output, but there were some cool ideas that I actually used. So I said, well, you know, this output is not that great. I can't get, you know, I can't present this to a client, but this idea, this one sentence, it's actually great, especially when you have to write a lot of copy and your creativity bucket is like you have to fill the creativity bucket, you know, every day. And it's kind of hard, right? I think that as a copywriter, like especially if you write in-house, which I've done, it's like keeping your creativity level high, it's a challenge. And you can definitely help, you know, ChatGPT or, you know, AI can definitely help with that because it's an extra idea. It's an extra source of creativity that you can tap into without draining completely the sources of the creative juice that you have.
Yeah, awesome. And so Lorenzo, tell us a little bit more about who do you work with and how can they connect with you?
No, that's awesome. I mean, probably the best way to connect with me is simply by email. I'll drop the email lorenzobadfor@gmail.com and I'll, you know, forward it to you so that you can put it somewhere visible. But I usually work with generally business owners, entrepreneurs, sometimes even freelancers, right? And you use Anabots because they're fast reply, they build trust and intimacy. It's a different funnel. Ultimately, it allows you to monetize the attention. And I do something similar, but with workshops. Workshops is, you know, you might have tons of leads that opted in for your webinar, for your VSL, and now it's what you do with those leads other than redirecting them to a webinar or a VSL. And the philosophy that I have, which is not really, you know, philosophy, it's actually proven, is that some people will resonate to a VSL, some people will resonate to a webinar, some people will resonate to a live event or an event like a workshop. So it's what I do is basically help people generate more clients using workshops. Let's say you have leads, let's say you have, a VSL and, you know, 3%, 10% book a call with you, 90%, what happens with them? Maybe they're a good fit for your offer, but they're not just responsive to that message. So I like to use workshops. I've always done them, always had great success. I did that. The first time was 2020. And I said, why don't we run a workshop? And we did, you know, pulled 50K out of that first workshop with some affiliates. It was just random. And I said, okay, this is working. So we need to do more of that. So now I refined the process. And yeah, it's a great way to get clients just because it builds that trust, right, intimacy. And there's that conversational factor that you have with Anabots. The conversational factor is in the workshop in the sense that you can talk to your attendees and have one-on-ones and have plenty of aha moments that move them closer to a sale.
Awesome. Love that. And so you gave out your email, which we can repeat, but is there any website that you want to send or just have them contact you?
Absolutely. If they want, they can go to www.workshoptoclients.com/go.
Workshoptoclients.com/go. Very good. Yep.
The second link.
All right. Excellent. We'll make sure that that gets in there correctly. So awesome. Hey, we're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Lorenzo Padrin, for coming on and sharing practical wisdom about how to use AI in your copywriting for conversions. You can learn more about Lorenzo. You can connect with him directly if you want to hire him by emailing him lorenzopad4@gmail.com. And you can also learn more about his online program called Workshop to Clients by going to workshoptoclients.com/go. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels and experience and exposure to AI so that we can represent all voices, especially those of us who are curious but not trying to be tech geniuses. You can apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. We'll see you next time here on Basic Business AI. And by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.